Hi, my name is Tabia, and I am in the fifth grade at Pittsburgh Allegheny K-5. The name of my story is Tamron. I was sitting on my great porch looking at pretty butterflies and sparkling white clouds the size of my finger since I was so far away. All of a sudden, I started to write a song. It was called Winter Fades Away because the winter was almost over. Then I heard my mom murmur in my brother Daquan's ear that she was pregnant. She said to not tell Mr. Vaughn. I darted into the house about to scream, Mom, you're pregnant? Then she told me to shut my mouth. I covered my mouth. Once I was calmed down, I muttered, Mom, you're pregnant? She said, yes. I told her I was so excited and I'm not telling Mr. Vaughn. A couple months later, my mom was in the hospital. She did not have the baby, but her lungs had collapsed. My aunt told me that the baby kicked her in the lungs. I was so mad at Tamron, because how could she kick her own mom in the lungs? I was about to jump into my mom and tell Tamron off. It has been 8 months and my mom is upchucking a lot. I wonder why Mr. Vaughn doesn't see mom is pregnant. He should have seen the signs that mom was pregnant. Does he think she is sick? Because nobody is sick for 9 months. 1 month later, we woke up to see grandmother. We said, confused with the attitude, where is our mother? She said, she is in the hospital and wants you, Tamia, to tell Mr. Vaughn to go to the hospital. After Vaughn left, I started to draw things for Tamron. I called up Rebecca and told her my mom had the baby. It is Wednesday and mom had came home. I was first to hold Tamron. After 7 months later, Tamron is laughing at everything I say. She grew super fast. Some clothes she never wore she cannot fit. She is tall as a jumbo-sized baby doll. She is shining light brown when she's in the tub. She is so bad because she made a huge bright mark on me with her small one tooth. October 6th was Daquan's birthday. He did not have a sweet 16. I told him maybe he could have a sweet 17. Tamron started to laugh. She laughed so hard that she started to choke. Like I said, everything I say she laughs at. Once she wore this yellow outfit with polka dots, and she was sitting in the car with her legs bent in the air. Now she is Teenage Tam. I love Teenage Tam with all my heart, and I hope she loves me too. And I hope you love this story as much as I do.